Gets it. Second and 10. Gets bring 4. Wilson an end zone shot. Pickens! Got it! Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
You know, I thought he was excellent. I thought he got better as the game went on, man. But I'm not surprised by that, man. It's been a while since he's played some ball, but I thought he settled in, knocked the rust off, man, and distributed the ball around and played well.
Yeah, he sure did play well. A quarterback rating of 109. Kenny Pickett didn't do that. Mitch Trubisky didn't do that. Justin Fields didn't do that. Mason Rudolph did it 3 times. Russell Wilson, 264 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 rushing, sacked just 1 time. Seemed to move around pretty well for a guy who's quote-unquote not mobile, huh, Doran?
Yeah, he did.
And Mike Tomlin looks like a genius, and Mike Tomlin deserves a lot of credit. It's not an easy thing to do, to bench your 4-2 quarterback, who I don't think was the problem in the offense. But this guy's a better passer. They saw it in practice. Mike Tomlin apparently told Jay Glazer that this decision was all on him. A couple of different reports that came out during the day yesterday said that, yeah, there was some dissension. There were some disagreements that not everyone was on board with this decision. I bet you they are now. And I feel better about the Steelers than I have in a long time. Probably since the week leading up to the Steelers getting their doors blown off by the San Francisco 49ers in game 1 last year. Kenny had the perfect preseason. The offense looked good. We expect the defense to be great. I feel really good about this team. And I got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. All right. I'm not going that far. But Doran, the decision by Mike Tomlin, I don't think was super popular. The crowd turned on Russ after 3 straight 3-and-outs. They turned on Tomlin after 3 straight 3-and-outs. And at the end of the game, 37 points, and maybe their most complete victory in years. How you feeling?
I knew that it was a must-win. And the biggest winner of that game last night was Mike Tomlin making that decision. Him making that decision really on his own and trusting his eye, trusting that Russ can bring something to this team that Justin Fields couldn't. And, you know, talking to some people before the game and just kind of almost reassuring myself whenever you have a veteran quarterback like that, like, practices do look different. You know, the pace is different. Everything is different. The tempo is different. The atmosphere is different. And you saw that come to life throughout the game. And I think that we knew, or at least some of us knew, and have a normal mind to understand that Russ hasn't played football in a long time, that it wasn't going to look clean at first. Like, he had to settle in. Like, there was going to be Russ to knock off, but it didn't take that long. It did not take that long. And you just see the difference. And this is not to slight Justin Fields at all. Please, it's not. He can get there at one point in his career. He's still decently young. But how can you ignore a quarterback that has won a Super Bowl, been to 2 Super Bowls, and is in his 13th year, and last year was 26-for-8 on the year, and 20 touchdowns in the red zone? Like, he can still play. He can still move. He can still escape the pocket. He can still throw on the move. He can still extend plays. Like, the offense looked different. The feel was different. You just finally saw a competent quarterback that, was wearing the black and gold, which you really haven't seen in years. And it was very refreshing.
It was. And for the first time in a very long time, we get to come in here on a Victory Monday and talk about a team that put up points, that buried the opposition, 31 consecutive points.
Yes.
That was complete in all 3 phases of the game. And so often we come in here and it's, well, the Steelers won and that's good. You should be happy, but they're not going to beat the Chiefs. They can't score with the Ravens or the Bills. And I'm not walking up in here today with my head held high saying this team is really going to win the Super Bowl or anything like that. But in order to win a playoff game, which has been the stated goal, you have to score points.
Yeah.
And they're now 16th in the NFL in scoring, which is smack dab in the middle, which is a significant difference over last year. They're averaging 23 points a game. They scored 32 last week. They score 37 this week. And you feel like they're not just getting by. We're looking for that sustainability. And I think they found a way to win that could win a playoff game. And that's what Mike Tomlin was looking for.
Yeah.
And I think we did a good job last week because I wanted to see Justin Fields. But we spent a great amount of time on Friday trying to understand the decision. And when Mike Tomlin said on Tuesday that we've been very good at times, not to be confused with great, for the first time, I think, in his career, or at least in a long time, Mike Tomlin admitted winning isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just finding ways to get the dub. It's how you win. And he got rewarded in a big way. And so did a lot of these guys offensively. George Pickens, got to be happy today. 5 for 111 and a touchdown, long of 44. Second most targets in a game this year. Second most yards in a game this year. Pat Freiermuth, 2 for 51. He gets the paycheck. It's been underwhelming so far, not all because of him. 2 for 51. Van Jefferson caught a touchdown. Amazing. Mike Tomlin found exactly what he's looking for. And hopefully they do it again next week and take care of business against a bad New York Giants football team. They're a 5.5-point favorite already. I just looked. And you want to see some consistency, but they did something they don't do. They put a team away.
Yeah.
Consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
I feel good about this team.
Like, it is amazing where whenever you do throw the football and throw it down the field and have that consistency at that position, what that can actually do for your identity and makeup of what you want to be. And we saw that come to life for real last night. Like, they want to run the football, but they got to running the football because they had a quarterback that was knew where he wanted to go with the football, anticipated throws, and threw guys open at times, and completed a lot of chunk plays that opened up Najee Harris. And that's exactly how they want to play. Whenever, if we want to have a definition of what they wanted to do this year, and you drew it and you wrote it down on paper, and everything on paper is, it always looks good because it's on paper. You don't really have to do it. It just, everything looks good. It's like our nice roster of a bunch of all-stars. Yeah, it looks good, but can they play together? So you write down what the Steelers want to be as an offense on paper, and then you want to see it come to life. You saw it come to life exactly what they wrote down on paper before the season last night. Like, that's exactly what they want to do. They want to open the run up with the pass or vice versa at time. But last night, they wanted to get that going, and then Najee Harris didn't look what happened. And look at Jaylen Warren. That's just the most balanced football I've seen them play in a long time.
As a team, too.
As a team, too, as well, yes.
149 yards on the ground, 264 yards through the air. They went the entire Matt Canada tenure without going over 300 yards. They went for 406 last night. And Beanie Bishop with two massive interceptions. The first one, I think, changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
First one changed the game. Rodgers seemed to be, and that offense seemed to be feeling it at the time. You thought maybe they'd go down there and get points, and they were going to get the ball after halftime, and you thought, okay, this one's teetering on maybe getting away from the Steelers. Beanie Bishop picks the ball off, and they score 31 unanswered points. So the defense made plays when they needed to.
Yep.
Special teams with, should have had two blocks. Bad call on the first one.
Yes.
And then you blocked a field goal, which six guys could have blocked it.
Mm-hmm.
Six guys could have blocked the thing. Last week, Jeremiah Moon. Week before that, you block a field goal. That's three straight weeks. So special teams is great. Defense gives up 15 points against a star-studded lineup there for the Jets. Like, we knew, you talk about rust with Russell Wilson, and it would take some time. Well, Rodgers and Devontae Adams weren't going to be this finished product in game one. They got dudes over there. Breece Hall's really good.
Yep.
Garrett Wilson's really good. Alan Lazard is a good threat. Devontae Adams. Mike Williams is like their fifth or sixth option. Maybe he'll be a Pittsburgh Steeler. More on that later. They got guys. And you give up 15 points. It didn't always look pretty, especially when Breece Hall was touching the football. Defense played great. Offense played great. Time of possession, which has been so big for the Steelers this season, an area where we felt like they need to excel in. Last night, the Steelers held the ball for 32 minutes. Complete game.
Yeah.
Complete game. They looked like a contender last night, no?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we saw what Buffalo and the New York Jets looked like last week. That was a battle. That was a tug of war. Mm-hmm. That was a desperate Jets team 2 weeks in a row, and they gave Buffalo everything they could handle last week, and the Steelers blew them out of the water. When you look at the standings, the Steelers right now would host a playoff game against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Steelers already beat the Chargers, and this version of the Steelers looks better than that version of the Steelers. You got Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles. I'm not trying to get way too ahead of myself here, but just think about this. They want to win a playoff game. The way you do that is you play at home, you win the division, and you get LA or Indy or Denver.
Right.
That's how you win a playoff game at home.
Yep.
And then you see what happens from there. They're in that position right now, and you got a great shot to go 6-2. We're jumping around. We're talking about a lot. Let's hear from you at 412-928-9370. We can get cutesy on this Monday. We could boil it down to some hard-hitting topic. No, we just want to hear from Steelers fans today. Is this the best you've felt about a team in a long time? 412-928-9370. Are you eating crow and need to issue an apology to Mike Tomlin? 412-928-9370. This is Russ's job now the rest of the way, right? 412-928-9370. Do you still believe in Justin Fields? Anything you want to talk about? We're just having fun today.
Yep.
Because the Steelers look like the real deal. Not saying they're better than Buffalo. Not saying they're better than Kansas City. This is the best version of the Pittsburgh Steelers we've seen in years, I think. So let's talk to you. 412-928-9370. We'll hear from Russ when we come back.
I thought Arthur Smith did a great job, you know, letting me cut it loose and guys getting open and guys moving around, just making tremendous plays. I thought he called a great game. He helped me get into a groove. We talked about it earlier in the week, and then at the end of the week, he said, you know, it may take a second, you know. I never believed that, but it did. And then we caught a groove. We believed in it, and we just the line was giving me enough time to make all those throws, and just you know, just you got playmakers like we have, man. Anything's possible. So, like I said, there's still more out there too, and we'll make sure that we get better as we go.
Playmakers made plays for us. I mean, George Pickens with a couple of big-time catches. Pat Freiermuth with a hell of a grab. Everyone was involved. That is the mark of a good offense, but that's a good quarterback. And, Doran, you've been saying it for weeks. If and when we see Russ, they're going to give him certain freedoms at the line of scrimmage. And, boy, it was evident on the first play of the game, Doran. He's up there, and it's silent at Acrisure Stadium. They were giving Russ time to cook, and he's pointing and gesticulating and talking to his lineman. No pre-snap penalties the entire night for the Steelers. Things just seem to work, and he's up there, a total general in complete command of everything from pre-snap through the play, Doran.
And whenever you could do that, it is about the ingredients for the meal, right? And let Russ cook is kind of the motto right now. You know, he's getting those ingredients and he's setting them on the chopping block there and getting them together. But he's also a quarterback that you just said it. And I don't think people realize, if you want to go back and kind of study up on Russ and get a refresher of his career, and especially in Seattle, like he gets guys in good spots. He gets everybody lined up the right way, and he gets everybody in the offense that he wants that can be an effective offense against the defense that he sees. But he also gives guys a chance. Like, Russ gives his playmakers – he makes his playmakers playmakers.
Yes.
I mean, it's evident with George Pickens. Like, George Pickens, we know that he's a very raw, talented player. He's shown flashes and flashes, but now he has a quarterback that will give him a chance and not just like throw it up, hey, go get it, like alley-oop. No, like, I'm going to put it in a spot where only you can get it. And you have to be on the same page with me. And that takes a while, but that is like day in and day out stuff. Like, you had to have known, like, this past week in practice of how much work. Like, I would love to see the login hours of Russell Wilson and the offensive players, how much work and extra work that they got together just to get on the same page as Russ, because he is going to give you a chance, and it's going to be a really good chance.
Yes.
It's not going to just be put up in the air where you have to go fight for a ball. Like, no, you're going to be the only person to be able to go get this ball, but you got to know whenever to jump. You got to know whenever to flash your hands. You got to know whenever to run full speed across the field, and it's going to be boom, right in your chest. That's one of his best. He's always been like that. Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, DK Metcalf, Percy Harvin, all these receivers he's played with throughout the years. he's always giving guys a chance. And like, if you're a receiver, a skill player, I mean, you just absolutely love that.
Doran, he also had a play in the red zone, did Russ, where he's rolling flush to his left and he throws one to Pickens where Pickens has to dive and it's incomplete. But that is, that to me was such a great illustration of what Russ is, because either my guy's going to get it or no one's going to get it. He didn't put a single ball in harm's way all game long. When he needs to groove one in there, he grooves it in there. When he needs to put touch on it, he puts touch on it. You're right. He gives guys to make plays. The great play from Pickens is where I should have been pass interference. He's got his arm barred down by his side, one-handed catch, but it's right in the breadbasket.
Right there.
And to your point, the extra work coming in, I laughed so hard when Tomlin's like, yeah, we're going to keep this decision in-house. And 5 minutes later, George Pickens is like, yeah, Russ is getting his first start.
Right.
But the reason the question was asked is because Pickens was out there after practice working out more with Russell Wilson, because they are putting in the work. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you would think it's just going to get better from here.
For sure.
The more they're going to work together.
I mean, even the plays that it kind of looked like you're like, oh, man, Russ doesn't have it anymore, where he dirted those two balls.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
Yes.
Because he knew that the play was dead. He knew that if he threw it, his receiver would have got blown up. Or the defensive back would have made a nice break on it and maybe batted it down or intercepted.
Yeah.
That's why he dirted it. It wasn't because of his arm. It wasn't because it was an errant throw. It was a smart play.
I wanted a mature passing game. I think I called it an adult passing game. I said, that's why they're going with Russell Wilson. I disagreed with the decision. I look like a moron. I'm okay with it because I root for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said they're doing this because they want an adult passing game. Is it going to transpire? Are they going to execute? I didn't know. They did. Russell Wilson's a pro's pro. One sack. Just one. And I thought early in the game, the offensive line was horrendous.
Right.
One sack for the guy who everyone was concerned was going to get crushed in this game.
And then it's like, all right, you're Russ, and you're starting to feel things out, and he's just played so much football. It's like, okay, so where's that pressure coming from? Like, how is that pressure getting to me? Like, after I take that sack, it's like, let me see the next down and distance, and whenever I'm in that down, like, where's that coming from? Bang, okay, you know what, hey, check. Actually, we're going to slide this way. You know, Liz to the left, and you guys are going to slide just a little bit, one step over, and I was going to be protected. I could get the ball out.
To the left.
That's Liz and ripping Liz. Right and left.
Right and left.
Yeah.
Picking up what you're putting down.
You got it.
Coors Light.
Yes, Coors Light.
This is Pittsburgh, Russ. We're going with Icy Light from here on out, please. Coors Light. That was the Calvin Austin drop, which at that point I was losing my mind. So was Acrisure Stadium. That wasn't Russ's fault, obviously. No. He put it right between the 1 and the 9. 412-928-9370. That is the phone number, the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And of course, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Let's start things off this morning with Anthony in Oakland. Good morning, our friend.
Gentlemen, Doran, I have to say this first. You've done yeoman's duty, my friend. I saw you last night late on television. You know, on your AM side, you know, you got to be a big star like Larry Richard to either get the day off or come in later. But, you know,
Kale and Amanda from next door are off, too.
Oh, wow.
You've got the energy. You're a big stud. You can handle it. And I'm proud of you, my brother.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate that.
Let me say this. You're right about the audibles. I mean, they are very important. They get you out of dirty plays. And you can hear it. You could hear the audibles. It was refreshing. I haven't heard that since Big Ben, to be quite honest with you.
They haven't given anybody the freedom to do it, really, since Ben, Anthony. And thank you for the call.
Yeah. See, the things also about audibling and getting in and out of things at the line, it's really the study of the quarterback that really enhances those. And that's like the knowledge of Russell Wilson of throughout the week, seeing and identifying what he sees on film and going to Arthur Smith saying like, hey, whenever we are in this, I like to go here. Like, because things like audibles don't change. Like, they're universal in the NFL.
Sure.
The terminology does. And that's just really with offenses. Like, the offenses are the same. The terminology is just different. So Russ is like, hey, like, listen, whenever I see this and this guy's rolling down or this guy's sliding, like, let's put this in. And Arthur Smith's like, okay, like, we trust you. Like, that's where the trust comes in. That's why you're able to do that with a guy like Russell Wilson and not as much Justin Fields or even Kenny Pickett from last year.
You talked about it all offseason. Mike Tomlin wanted to hand the offense over to a coordinator he could trust and a quarterback he could trust. And we should have known whenever he gave the ball to Russell Wilson after a 4-2 start from Justin Fields, how they felt, not so much about Fields, but just about Russ. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's a fun victory Monday. The Steelers, don't look now, have the second best point differential in the AFC. If the season ended today, as Mark Caboli likes to say, they would be hosting a playoff game against the Chargers at Acrisure Stadium. We're going to get into the injury report when we come back, but then we're talking to you. We're having a blast this morning. If you're a Steelers fan and you're upset today, get your head checked.
We had a couple of injuries. Mon Adams had a knee injury, wasn't able to return. Dante Jackson had a shoulder injury, wasn't able to return. We had some other bumps and bruises associated with play. But, man, I'm just really appreciative of the efforts of the men.
Let's hope that Dante Jackson's back in short order. They need him. He's been really good for them this year. He's turned the football over. Injury report brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. They've got the bye week coming up. They've got an extra day, too, this week as they play on Monday Night Football. So hopefully some of those bumps and bruises associated with play will heal up. And Alex Highsmith played. And boy, what a difference he makes, Doran. It was a quiet night for TJ Watt. And that's going to happen from time to time. It's happened 2 out of the last 3 weeks. Last week, he found a way to be impactful in forcing 2 fumbles. Alex Highsmith forced a couple of bad throws by Aaron Rodgers when I thought there were guys running open in the secondary, Doran. You can't underscore enough what he means to the defense, and especially without Herbig. With Herbig, you at least feel like you got a good pass rusher in there. But this guy's just a complete football player. It was nice to see him back on the field last night.
Definitely missed him. I mean, it was very evident that you know how much he does mean to this defense. I mean, just a, like you said, I couldn't, you know, can't say it any better than you did. I mean, just a complete football player, guy that could set the edge, that just means so much to this defense. I mean, every time he played, this is his third game this year, third or fourth game before he got hurt?
Yeah.
So he's had 3 games. I think they've held offenses to under 15 points in all games that he's played in. I'm throwing it out there.
But he's a difference maker, man. And Cam Hayward, they flashed it before the game, right? They do the PFF introductions because it's Collinsworth's company and it's affiliated with NBC. Cam Hayward, the number one ranked defensive tackle in the NFL this year.
Yep.
He has been unbelievably good. TJ Watt, the second highest graded edge rusher. Alex Highsmith, though, you can't only rely on the stars. Like Minkah Fitzpatrick, he's had a good year. He's not forcing turnovers. He's not splashing. But Deshaun Elliott is. Like, it can't just, you need it from these guys. It can't just be the high price guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes a Beanie Bishop's going to need a play.
Yes.
And he made 2. Boy, did I want him to score on the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so close. I don't think he saw it until the last second that Devontae Adams was running him down. Who, by the by, since we're talking about injuries, and the injury report brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich, and Fishman, they've got your back, not your wallet. Devontae Adams' hamstring sure did look fine tracking Beanie Bishop down on the interception return.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
Seemed fine.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed okay. Perhaps the Steelers should try to keep the Jets training staff here in town. And maybe they could help out Nick Herbig and Zach Frazier and others.
Mm-hmm.
Because it must be the best medical staff in the entire NFL. 412-928-9370. Here's a good text. We're going to read compliments. As always, thank you all for making my commute enjoyable. I love starting my day listening to the show. Thank you. And you know what we're not going to do around here? Talk about politics. There are some other stations in town that even a day after the Steelers win, they're talking politics. We're not going to be doing that here.
Right.
Not going to happen. To the phones, Doran.
Yes.
To the phones! And by the way, I don't care if they're talking politics or not anyplace else. We got Doran sitting here for 4 hours. You're not getting better football talk anywhere than right here. Matt in Connecticut. Hello, Matt.
What's up, dude?
How are you doing?
I'm pumped after last night. That was a good win. I guess the only comment that I kind of, well, 2 comments actually. The team, it just seemed to be a different vibe last night with this team. You know, aside from him being able to go deep with the ball, it just felt like there was energy, finally. It wasn't like we were just struggling to get points. And then the second point, I was listening to Jets radio, and they claimed that the reason why we dominated them was because of a lot of their injuries on defense. So are we buying into this team with Russell?
Yes. And oh, the Jets are hurt. Oh, my God. They have Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall. They got Mike Williams as their sixth wide receiver.
Yeah.
They, you know what you do when your defense is banged up? You put up points.
Right.
And they couldn't. They didn't. And they were the worst team in every aspect of the game. You were there, though. Energy. Could you feel it? Was it palpable?
Oh, pregame, you know, just talking to some, you know, of the coaches and players. Like, it just, the pregame that I did against Dallas was a way different feel than this pregame. Like, it was a little bit more tense against Dallas. You just didn't know what anybody was feeling. And I that's how I judge. Like, that's me. You know me real well. Like, I judge off of, you know, feel and how the atmosphere is and, you know, how the tempo is of everybody. This game, everybody just seemed like they knew that they were going to win.
Yeah.
You could just feel it. They're like, yeah, we got this. Like, we know that there's Aaron Rodgers over there, but we ain't really worried about it.
Sometimes, general we in the sports media, we overcomplicate things. And I'll admit that I did last week. Oh, God, why are they getting away from Justin Fields? What are they doing? He's 4-2. He's not the problem with the offense. They watch Russell Wilson every day in practice. And we had somebody in with us that got to watch a lot of the Steelers practice last week and said it was night and day.
Yep.
Tony Dungy said it was night and day. So Bradshaw comes out and says wrong call. Ben comes out and says it's wrong call. The people who watched it, Mark Caboli, who's going to be with us from 9 until 10 today, they all said it looks different with Russ. And you know what? It did.
Yep.
And yeah, he was rusty early. Guess what? That was probably going to always happen. And hey, if Calvin Austin III catches a ball on third down, maybe they get points on that drive and things even look better from the start. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. We're taking your calls all morning long. Coming up next, even though I disagreed with the Justin Fields, Russell Wilson situation last week, we tried to understand it. We tried to figure out what Tomlin was thinking, what Arthur Smith might be thinking. Well, one of the things we brought up was play action. We got the play action numbers.
Well, let me tell you something.
Spoiler alert. Quite good. P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll is brought to you. It's amazing. It's P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll. It's brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
TrustPJ.com. And it's not really a poll so much as it's a question, a fill in the blank. And we'll take some calls on this coming up at 7 o'clock. Fill in the blank. This is the best you've felt about the Steelers since blank. 412-928-9370. We'll take your answers. We'll take your calls coming up at 7 o'clock. 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I promise the people what they want, Doran. They want play-action stats. We got them right here. So Russell Wilson, this is fascinating too, and you talked about this all offseason. Russell Wilson was under center on 41 of his 66 snaps. His highest under center rate in a game since 2016. Russell Wilson was 8 out of 9 for 150 yards on under center play action dropbacks, the most such yards by a Steelers quarterback since 2016.
Wow.
We talked about it on Friday. Justin Fields, a 75 quarterback rating in play action. Russell Wilson last season, a 115 quarterback rating from play action. And one more thing on this. So 41 snaps under center for Russell Wilson. Justin Fields only threw 44 passes all season from under center. So he might have been sacked. There might have been, you know, penalties or whatever. But in terms of times he threw the ball, 44 times through five games.
Wow.
Under center. So this was the offense that Arthur Smith wants to run. Like, that was a big question for some last week. Which quarterback would Arthur Smith rather be rolling with here? Now, Mike Tomlin made this decision, which was reported by just about everybody yesterday. But Arthur Smith, you can't convince me this isn't the guy that he wanted, because the offense looks the way that Arthur Smith offenses have looked.
And that's what we were, you know, very interested in. Is this offense going to look different? And, you know, I mean, sometimes it'll look the same, but still look different. And that's a stat right there where it definitely looked different. You probably didn't even know it. You didn't even know that it looked different. But, you know, having Russ's back to the defense, I don't think they wanted to put Justin in that area, and also taking snaps from under center. Like, Justin Fields is not that quarterback. And a lot of guys, you know, these new age quarterbacks, none of them really take snaps from under center. Like, Russ is, you know, he's aging compared to these guys. Like, they can do that. So, this is, you know, that's exactly, you're right about Arthur Smith and what they want to do on offense is do those things because it sets up everything else. It sets up everything that they want to do off of that, and Russell Wilson's really good at doing that. So, you said that stat before we started the show, and I was like, wow. So, it was, what, 44 snaps of play action from Justin Fields?
44 under center snaps.
Under center.
For Justin Fields.
Through five games.
Yeah. And Russ had 41 in one game.
In one game. Wow.
It's what they want to do. I was just trying to look up Justin Fields under center snaps from college, but they don't appear to track it the way they do in the NFL. Because you think about Ohio State, they do the – he's always back there clapping.
Yep. They never did it.
I can't imagine that Justin Fields was under center at all at Ohio State unless it's third and one, fourth and one, and quarterback sneak situations. That wasn't an area that I thought looked super great last night for Russ Wilson, the two quarterback sneaks he ran, but he converted on both. And I thought that Collinsworth made a really good point. I mean, he got hurt on the blocking sled, and now you got him running quarterback sneaks where he's driving ahead, and you can see the calves pushing. It did freak me out a little bit. Like, I probably would have put Justin Fields in for both quarterback sneaks, but you know what? All's well that ends well.
Yep.
And we did see Achilles are popping all over the place. One pop bad in Cleveland.
Real bad.
And they cheered.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Then Myles Garrett said he's been a model citizen.
That's terrible as well.
And Jameis Winston said a lot without saying anything.
Eat a W.
I mean, W. Eat a W. Choking on a W over here. Steelers got that dub yesterday. Fill in the blank. Here's what we're going with at 7 o'clock at 412-928-9370. This is the best you've felt about the Steelers since blank. Give us a ring. Coming up next. We'd love to talk to you. Right now, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through JM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.